chapter number 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. You know, it's a shame, but there are men that will do that. They will take the word of God and they will twist it. That's handling it deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. What the Apostle Paul is saying right there is, by our life, by this ministry that God has called us into. Now, the context of the ministry, he's talking about the ministry back in chapter 2. He begins talking about it and breaking down the different parts of this ministry that you and I have been saved into. But here he's saying, by the manifestation of the truth. In other words, by the truth coming to light, being made known. And he's talking about it being made known through our lives. And I'll get to that in a minute. The manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, that you and I, as truth bearers, let me just say it plain, would get inside the sinner's head. That it would come to the place that they couldn't stop thinking. And I'll tell you something, that happened to me when I was lost. More times than I can count, I can explain it, being a lost person, I had a man of God on my mind and his life, or a Christian and their life. And all the things that I could see in their lives, it was in my mind, and I was unable to escape that. Now today, being saved, I praise God for that. But back then, it was a conviction. God was rattling my cage, so to speak. I could not get them out of my mind. And I believe that's what he's talking about here. By the manifestation of the truth, by the truth being brought to light, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. It is the truth of salvation, the truth of that light. And that's what I saw, and that's what you saw. It was a light. Oh, it wasn't the light shining like this or that, but you know what I'm talking about, you that are saved. You saw something that was bright. You saw a saved person. You saw somebody that had God in their life. You saw somebody that had power in their life. They had a salvation. They had a joy. They had a peace. They had an assurance. They had everything we didn't have. Did they get in your mind? They got in my mind. You talk about being commended into my conscience. And it was all because of the truth. Everything that God was used, this ministry, Christian people are used in God's ministry. And part of that ministry is God placing you and I and the truth of God's salvation into the minds of unbelievers. Listen, he said, if our gospel be hid, verse 3, it is hid to them that's lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the what? The minds. And what's the only hope of them which believe not? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The only thing that can break the darkness and the blindness is that glorious light. Amen. And you and I have that ministry to be that glorious light. The ministry of God's word, of his glory. Brother Brandon was teaching some about that this morning. The glory of God, that God's power is manifested and his will is done, even and from the foundation of the world, God meant to save mankind. Our salvation, I mean, that's glory, friend. I mean, that from the foundation of the world, God said he was going to conform us to the image of his Son. And again, that didn't mean that he picked out some and left out others. It was God's will that all be saved. Amen. It's always been God's will for all to be saved. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's Bible. That's Scripture. But he said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we receive mercy. I think for us to be effective, the mercy of God, we need to be reminded of it. And it needs to show in our life somebody that has obtained mercy. Every one of us have obtained mercy. Amen. That's right. That's right. Some of us think that, some had more mercy than others, but no, all of us received the mercy of Christ, the mercy of God. Brother Riley said this morning, he thanked God that God saved him off of a church pew. And this is what he said, it took just as much for God to save him off a church pew as it did for God to save somebody else off of a bar stool. I thought that was pretty good, amen? You and I showing the mercy of God, realizing every day that we received such great mercy from his hand. And mercy is what it was. Ready to go to hell. Ready to face death and God's judgment. And God saved us from that. What mercy. What mercy. And his mercy is new every morning, the Bible said. Great is his faithfulness. This ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. You know what's the one thing that's going to keep you and I walking and going and pressing and being the light of the world and being the salt of the earth? Is being reminded over and over again of the mercy of God that we received. The mercy we received. God wants us to remember that. As we have received mercy, we faint not. As we have received mercy, we faint not. Thank God. Amen. Quote it to yourself. I received mercy. I've got a reason to go on. That's why, hey, that's the top reason for you and I to go on another day, to walk another step, is that God saved us for so. Right. Yeah. He didn't save us to sit down, lay down, act like that nothing's been done for us. We've received mercy. We've received mercy. He said, but have renounced the hidden things. We faint not, but I tell you what we do. We've renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. In other words, we're not taking advantage of the grace of God so that we can live in craftiness or deceitfulness. He said, we've renounced those things. I'll tell you what, I really believe if that thief on the cross could have got off of the cross, he'd have never been a thief again. You look at the people that Jesus saved in the Gospels, every one of them, every one of them left different. They were different than they were before. Why? They received mercy. Blind Bartimaeus sitting by the highway side begging. You didn't see him begging anymore after that. Amen. The lame man by the pool waiting for the troubling of the water after Christ did what he did in his life. I mean, that man had been laying there for 38 years, I believe the Bible said. Hey, but when God gave him mercy, he left the pool and told people what Christ had done for him. Great mercy is what the world needs to know about. That's what they need to see in our life. That's somebody that's had mercy and forgiveness. Because they're looking for that. Whether they realize it or not, they're looking for somebody to have mercy upon them. Many of them don't even know it. That's what man is looking for. Somebody to wrap his arms around them and say, you're forgiven. No more. Amen. No more a twofold child of hell. No more lies. No more hidden things of dishonesty. No more craftiness. Amen. No more deceitfulness. No more living that kind of life, but living in God's light. Living in God's truth, living under God's mercy. Amen. Then, you and I, listen, by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves. Amen. Making visible in our lives the gift of God. Amen. The gifts that God has bestowed upon us. The manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. God doesn't save us to set us in a corner. A man does not light a candle to put it under the bed. Or under a bushel. Remember the teaching of Christ? You don't light something like that to then hide it. You put it out for all to see. Put it out for all to see. And he says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that's lost. Why would it be hid? We hid it. We hide ourselves away. Not me. I'm not going. I'm not talking to people about the Lord. I'm not being a light. I don't want my life out there in the spotlight. He lit you for that. He lit you. You're a burning and a shining light. He lit you that you'd be like a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. The only hope, again, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. His death, burial, and resurrection is seen in the mercy that He has given us. What kind of man could give such mercy? It's got to be a man that died for us. It's got to be a man that took our sins away. It's got to be a man that had the power to be raised again the third day. Amen. The gospel of Christ is seen in the mercy that Christ has given unto you and me. The gospel of Christ. Christ is the image of God. Christ is the image of God. You and I are to be the image of Christ. That light. He said, I'm the light. And then He said, you're the light. This whole process, it happened. I mean, you can look back in the previous chapter and He tells how Moses, his face was changed because of the glory that God bestowed upon him. Amen. Look back in chapter 3. Look at this. He said in verse 1, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you. Epistles of commendation to you. That sound like what he's talking about in chapter 4, verse 2, commending ourselves to every man's conscience. Epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you. Ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. They see us, and that's what they're reading. What are they reading when they see us? Really? What are people reading when they see us? Listen, if they see something other than Christ out of their own hypocrisy, then that's upon them. You see, sinners can stand back and point at the whole church and say, them's a bunch of hypocrites. Well, they're not looking right. Amen. But when man sees us, he should see us as an epistle, a book written of Christ. They should see God's word, see God's message in our lives. Ye are our epistle, verse 2, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. There He is. The power of God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. It is what the Spirit of Christ is doing in your heart, in my heart, that manifestly transforms us to the light that the world can see. To the place, are you listening to me, where they say they've been with Jesus. That's what they said when they saw them in the early church. They just looked at them. Many of them, they didn't know them personally. They maybe did, had never seen some of them. But they said, we can tell by looking at them, they've been with Jesus. And the world, listen, and that's what Paul is saying, to commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. God, use our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's more what the Holy... Listen, it's not our own righteousness. It's not our own goodness. It's not what we're just doing on our own by ourselves. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through our lives to burn a light in this world and to burn in their conscience. People should know when they see a Christian that they're different. People should see something far different from what they're seeing everywhere else. Church, there shouldn't be anything close between us and the world. That is darkness. If we are a light, it surely will stand out above everything else. A light burning. A light burning. I can remember the first time I was a kid. I don't know why I'd never paid attention to it. The evening was coming on in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Just a young boy, and all of a sudden, blink, I saw a light. And there it was again. I mean, in all the field around me and the sky above and everything, this one light. I thought, what in the world? And I went, and it was a bug. It was a lightning bug. And then when I got to noticing there's such a creature in the world, I got to seeing more of them. And I couldn't believe how I'd missed that all this time. I'd never seen that. But now I was very aware. And the darker it got, the better I could see them. I mean, the darker it got, the brighter they shined. Seemed to, but you know what? They weren't. They were the same amount of light they were in low darkness as it was in pitch darkness. But that light was able to shine brighter because the darkness around it. There shouldn't be anything close between us and the dark world. Yeah. Written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves. That's what I was trying to say just a second ago. To think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. It is His mercy in you and I. It is His light in you and I. It is the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit writing God's word in our heart.
that we commend now what we are, ourselves, to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Every man should see, not one should be left out. All are deserving to see the light. The whole world should see the light. There's no way we should say, I think I'll show it to this one and not this one. We do not pick and choose. We let the light shine. Let the light shine before men. And remember, verse 6 of chapter 4, I'm going to give you this and I'm done. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, the God that created, God in the beginning has said, let there be light. And there was light. Has shined in our hearts. That's what happened when God sent His mercy to us. He said, let there be light. And that light is what burns in you and I. The light that God commanded. And listen, those lights that God commanded, they're shining. That sun, it's still up there shining. When God sets a light burning, it'll continue burning. Can't turn God's light out. Amen. We can't turn God's light out. Amen. Bless your heart. I want you to stand.